Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould. 2 days before Hurricane Andrew roared into South Florida, 12-year-old Emily Gibbons of Vero Beach had heart surgery in Miami. She was recovering at Jackson Memorial Hospital when officials told her parents that only one of them could stay with her because of the approaching storm. Emily's father, Darby Gibbons, and grandmother, Ollie Wilmot, headed north to Vero. Emily's mother, Patty, stayed at the hospital where she tried to utilize some skills she had learned as a Girl Scout leader.
First, I suggested to the nurses that they needed to fill all the bathtubs in every room, and the one nurse said to me, "Thank you, Mrs. Gibbons, for your suggestion, but we have it all under control, and I don't think we need to do that."
So they didn't fill the bathtubs with water?
They did nothing like that. They had never been through a hurricane, this particular nurse.
Okay, the long night of August 23rd through the 24th transpired. What was the mood in the hospital among the staff at that time? Were people starting to get a little panicky and scurrying around?
They were, because they realized then that they may not be leaving the next day. There was a lot of busyness. Plus, there were a lot of pregnant women lining the halls because they had to bring the pregnant women in because of the full moon and the hurricane. They were very close to delivering. A lot of them did deliver. I did eventually, and so did my daughter and the other child in the room, fall asleep around 5 a.m. When we did awaken around 8 o'clock, it was really hot. There was a lot of running around because everybody was trying to get water and trying to find electricity and get the food for the children.
Were people coming and asking for water from your bathtub?
No, they didn't come in and ask. They just walked in and said, "We need to use your water in the bathtub." And they were taking it out in buckets.
And you tried not to say, "I told you so." Was there enough food on hand?
Oh, that was the other Girl Scout leader thing in me. I had brought plenty of peanut butter and bread and Oreos and drinks because I just remembered, bring food with you wherever you go.
Even though you had no idea that Andrew would be doing what it was doing.
I was so focused on Emily's surgery, I didn't know there was a hurricane out there.
The storm had a huge effect on a lot of the staff at the hospital.
We didn't see Emily's cardiologist for 2 days. I was really worried about her. She had lost her home. 200 employees at Jackson lost their homes.
The hospital, how did it fare?
They had no way to provide you with clean linens. Water and food needed to be brought in. Once I could reach my husband, who worked at St. Edward's School, they were able to get a truck together, and it took a couple of days, and they, with Watkins Department Store, Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute, and other places, brought in a lot of things like ice and linens and things. We had funny-looking linens on our beds because people were sending all their old linens down. So you'd have stripes and you'd have giraffes on one bed. But thank goodness people did that. They would not have had clean linens.
Emily, you were only 12. Do you remember much about it?
I think what I really remember is watching TV and watching the newscasters go under desk and freak out. It was probably, I don't know, after midnight when they started panicking, and they eventually had to leave. Before then, I hadn't been paying attention. You know, I was recovering. I was 12. Other things on my mind.
You were under a lot of stress, terrible stress anyway, Patty, because your daughter was having very serious surgery. Then the hurricane on top of that, what got you through it?
I think that you're on autopilot. I had no idea what to expect from the hurricane. I just was more concerned with my daughter, but she did very well in the surgery.
Emily Gibbons, now 32, is a Head Start teacher in Vero Beach. Her father, Darby, who died in 2009, taught and was director of college guidance and testing at St. Edward's. Her grandmother taught for many years at St. Helen's School. Patty Gibbons is community outreach coordinator for ORCA, an ocean research group in Fort Pierce. Hurricane Andrew struck on August 24th, 1992, 20 years ago Friday. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.